This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get to welcome in a legend, iconic in her sport, iconic. If you want headsets,
but you I'd rather not because my hair. Oh my god, my coif.
This morning.
My coif.
And we're just talking off the air, and you know, I just forget, you know, all the things that you've accomplished in your career, and all the things that you have done for tennis, and all the things you've done, you know, off the court for equal rights, women's rights, LGBT rights, everything else. I mean, you're about one of the most accomplished people I can ever think of coming in here in sports. It's an honor to have you in here.
Well, it's great to be here. I was here last time. You weren't here, Boomer. Craig was here. Now he's not here. We got Phil, baby. So
you could tell us apart, right?
Yeah, okay, I can easily.
Yes.
One's left-handed, one's right-handed. Oh, so easily.
Probably the other thing, too, is the last time I was in a room with you was at the Super Bowl down in Atlanta.
Yeah, with Elton, huh?
With Elton John. I didn't realize you guys are really close.
And
I knew it then. I found out that night how close you guys were. And I guess Elton has a place down in Atlanta.
He still has a place. He has six places throughout the world.
It's amazing, right?
He's got two in the London area, and he's got Venice, and he's got, let's see, Nice, L.A.
Really? Wow. How many concerts have you been to?
Whoa. I've got to be at least 500 or more.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that really?
Yeah. Oh, we're tight. He wrote Philadelphia Freedom for me.
Oh, my
gosh. I played team tennis, and the first year I was drafted, I was the first draft choice of the league, actually, and I played Philadelphia Got Me in the draft, and he used to come and watch us play, and then he says, I want to write a song for you. We're going to a concert one night, and I used to go with him sometimes, and he goes 4 hours early, everybody. That's why he's always on time.
Right.
And he's such a perfectionist, and that's why he's still doing so well. And he said, I want to write a song, and I didn't think I heard him. And then he said, no, I really want to write you a song. And he said, what are we going to call it? I said, I don't know. He says, how about Philadelphia Freedom? So he calls up Bernie Taupin, who does the lyrics, and says, right. Bernie, I'm writing a song for Billie Jean. And of course, I knew Bernie by then. He goes, he said, just write something, you know, and it became number one, and it crossed over into R&B and became number one, which made Elton really happy. The second year, I actually came to New York and played for the New York Sets out at Nassau Coliseum. Then we moved to the city and we played as the New York Apples. And that's the reason I ended up in New York. Because I was in New York so much because of playing for a New York team. And I'm sure maybe you guys, I don't know, but I mean, that's why I'm here.
Well, you're here and you're going to promote, I know, the New York Empire.
Yeah, the New York Empire is part of World Team Tennis.
World Team Tennis, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I've been doing this. I was a co-founder and I believe in it so much because there's men and women on each team. It's tight. It's like, you know, you don't have to be quiet ever at Team Tennis. You just, you know, we like it a little more raucous.
I like
team sports. I grew up in team sports. My younger brother played 12 years of Major League Baseball, Randy Moffitt. I grew up basketball, baseball, football. My mother made me stop playing American football. And
So you love team sports.
I love team sports. I always wanted, my former husband and I were in the library at Cal State LA where I went to college. And he said, I want tennis to be a huge sport. I want to be a team sport. You know, he says, well, and I said, I want men and women on the same team, just like in life. And I'm like, you know, I've got this whole thing.
You're pushing.
This is
pushing,
in the 60s, you know. So that's one of the. And then when a group of us, a huge group actually, started World Team Tennis, and 74 was our first season. But I came here to New York, and that's why I'm in New York.
Yeah, the amazing thing for me, though, for you guys, is that it's such an individual sport. It's got to be so lonely at times. You know, we hear about all the stories, the bickering in the locker room and all this other garbage.
Actually, we don't bicker that much in the locker room.
But lately, this is what we're hearing. We're reading, it's all the sensational news stories about people who don't get along, whether it be Maria Sharapova and all the problems that she's had and all this other stuff. But the thing that I want to ask you is that why so much of a team sport person are you when it's such an individualized sport?
Because I grew up in team sports, and my dad was a basketball player, and I don't know, my parents got along pretty well. I think they were a great team as human beings, and I just like teamwork. I like collaboration. Sometimes it can be really disappointing because you don't have as much control.
Right.
Like, the reason Roger Federer decided on tennis versus soccer is because he wanted to have full control, so it's up to him. And I do think playing an individual sport can teach you a lot of things about yourself, but I also think in the real world, relationships are about are everything. Mm-hmm. And you learn how to get along. You don't have to like the person, but you just have a common objective, and you can go out to dinner with them after, and that's it. And I think that's why every girl should be in sports, because she learns the culture that we live in business and everything. Men started it. It's their culture. You have to know how to navigate it, so it's really important. But when I played, you know, on a team, World Team Tennis, it was amazing how much I learned, just continued to learn, because being on the bench with guys and just traveling together, men and women, and doing our laundry together, going to dinner together. I mean, those are things
you never forget.
You can't forget them. And it's so funny. Anytime I see somebody that played with me in team tennis, like Ray Ruffles from Australia, we played mixed, and he still got his all-star ring on. And, you know, it's just, you know, these are really special moments.
You're a four-time U.S. Open winner. And, you know.
I guess.
Well, yeah. What do you mean you guess?
I like my team, like winning Fed Cup.
But I was going to ask you, the difference between winning something
close.
So singular by yourself and doing something that very
so
few people do.
You know, you go out to dinner. Oh, yeah. You go out to dinner. You won. Okay, I won three titles at Wimbledon. I'm out to dinner with my friends. And I'm thinking, even my doubles partners weren't there. And I'm like, this isn't what I want. Now, when I was on a World Team Tennis winning team and we got to dinner, that is fun.
Or the Federation Cup.
You
now
guys, Fed Cup,
it,
totally
yes.
Fed Cup. Yeah, Fed Cup I love because I represent my country. I feel like I represent my country every day, by the way, when I used to play.
Right.
You know, I'm responsible for what people think about my country and all that. So I think it's important. No, but playing.
It's kind of like the Ryder Cup, the way the guys react to the Ryder Cup and
yeah, but look how much more interesting that is, and they only do it every other year. I'm like, seriously?
Right, exactly.
Why don't they do that every year?
They should do it every year.
Team tennis.
Well, they got the President's Cup and the off-field.
Yeah, I know. That's the other one. I know, but it's 40. We're doing we have a Rod Laver Cup now that Federer started. It's more like the President's Cup and
Ryder Cup. So Federer started that one.
Yeah, he started that in honor of Rod Laver, which I think is great. But it's our 42nd season in team tennis, which is what
I was going to ask you. 42nd year, yeah. I didn't even realize. Now, so yeah, you're part of the New York Empire.
Yeah, I'm part owner. Yes, absolutely.
So how big are the crowds? Like, you know, what kind of crowds?
This is a newish team, so I don't know what they're going to be. And we've changed venues, so we're the National Tennis Center for the first time this year. So I don't know what we're going to have. And I figure it's going to take 5 years, but. You know, we're going to battle the boroughs, and we've got the top seven guys playing in the league, but we've got John Isner the first night. I think it's important for Philly, and Sloane Stephens and Young are going to be there. It's July 16th at 5 o'clock, and we're really fan-friendly. We're more like team sports.
Right.
So bring everybody out, the kids.
How many teams are there in
There's World six right now, but okay. I used to own the league. We've sold it now to Mark Ein and Washington,
right.
D.C., and to Fred Luddy and San Diego Aviators, who won the league last year. They have taken it over. We're going to go forward. We held off at six on purpose. We got rid of some owners and rid of some teams because now we can expand properly. We kept the good owners. We did the right thing. And this has been going on for two or three years, these negotiations, so it's not like it happened overnight. And we sold it to the people we wanted to sell it to. We had other people who were interested. And I'm 73 now. It's time to move on to pass the baton. And so now we'll go. We've had 16 teams as much as 16.
You have been fighting since you've retired to make team tennis like a big deal.
Team tennis, I think, can help grow the sport too.
Right.
You know, kids like teams. Why do you think soccer, lacrosse, all these sports are growing? And I ask kids all the time. Like I have a Women's Sports Foundation. I ask all the girls. We have over 100 sports. We try to help. And I ask the girls, why do you like it? Team is the first thing they say. And I keep telling tennis people, the governing body, yep. I go, you guys, the team is how we're going to grow the sport. Now, you can dream about winning Wimbledon, but only one person can win that every year. But you've got the way we're going to grow the sport, I think, at the local and national level is through team. And that's why we are with the USTA on that. We folded our junior team tennis with them years and years ago.
Billie Jean King joins us here at Boomer and Carton, and Phil Simms is in here as well. I got to ask you this because it's been making the rounds, and I'm sure you've been asked this 100 times already the last couple of days about John McEnroe and his comment, you know, in his interview with NPR.
He's He's selling books right now, so I hope he sells a lot, but seriously.
Right, but seriously, I mean, I was saying that I think it's just the way that he delivered it. It seemed like he was trying to make a point by saying she wouldn't even be within the 700th or top 700 players.
We've never said we're better than the guys anyway, but I think she'd be better than 700. But I think we've never – the best women cannot beat the best men ever. So we've never argued that. And if you go back to any of the women's quotes – everybody always quotes the men, unfortunately.
Right.
They don't quote us. Our quote is we're never going to beat them. We don't have the androgens that guys have. We don't have testosterone. You have bigger hearts. It's a deal. Physically, there's no question.
So he's accurate, but the point being is that
know if he's accurate, but he's trying to get a match with Serena, okay? He's been trying for 15 years.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yes, 15 years.
For $1 million, he wants to.
At least. I mean, they'll make millions more than that because of things that'll happen around it.
Okay, now wait, because you did one of these matches, and I remember it like it was yesterday with Bobby.
You guys are too young, man.
Do you think John McEnroe? Now I watched him play some of these tennis events.
Like the older ones now.
Yes, I see him every once in a while.
Like he doesn't play team tennis anymore because he's not actually. He doesn't keep up as well, so can't keep up now.
Could he beat Serena at this time?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it goes back because Bobby Riggs beat Margaret Court back in 1973.
Right.
Because he followed me around and I kept saying, I don't want to play. And then finally he put out, he asked Chris Everett, Margaret, others. And Margaret said, yes, I'm going to play. It's $35,000. In 1973,
that was a lot of money. Yes.
And they played and she lost. And we're only in our third year of women's professional tennis. So that's like being the third year of the NFL.
Right.
That was not a good look.
So we're really working hard to, and we're women, which were, it's a lot harder. And so it's like, I'm going. And I said to Margaret, you have to win. You have to win. And she lost. And then I thought, I don't have a choice. And then I knew it was about social change. Title IX had just been passed the year before, June 23rd, 1972. So that was really, really important.
Was that in the Houston Astrodome?
Yeah, Houston Astrodome. Yeah. Jerry Parenteau, who just passed away, by the way. I went to, Ilana, my partner, and I went to his service in L.A., and he's an amazing man. He actually promoted the Ollie Frazier fight in 71, and then did our match. He was our promoter, and he was a fantastic guy. And if Bobby had beaten me, he had $1 million match going with Chris Everett.
So let me ask you this question. Is that the most pressure you ever felt playing in a match?
Well, it's a one-time shot. I told Bobby I'd never play him again.
For so many reasons,
yes,
other than just
I would
money.
Say with only one match and not being able to, let's say you lose at Wimbledon or U.S. Open, you go, okay, next year I'm going to go get him. No, you can't do that. And I knew that. So I would probably say yes because of all the social change aspects and Title IX. And, women could not even get a credit card in 1973 on her own.
Mm. It's unbelievable.
Without a male co-signing.
You're listening to Billie Jean King as she joins us here for a few more minutes. Thinking about that, then all of a sudden after that comes all the conspiracy theories.
That was like 25
right,
years
that
later.
That he threw it and all this other stuff. Did you ever feel that way when you were playing him?
Absolutely not. We know if someone's tanking, we call it, or not. He did not tank. He was, I think he said it all when he jumped over the net and we shook hands and put our arms around each other that he said, I really underestimated you.
Well, he wouldn't tank because that took money out of his pocket.
Well, if somebody's, there were,
correct.
There were
yeah, but there's theories because, but this guy was trying to sell a book, whatever his name is.
He owed money to the mob and all this
that's
stuff.
That's not true.
Yeah, but who knows? But that's a
No.
Theory.
I know Bobby.
No.
I know it's family. No. That's not true. It's not Bobby.
Let me just, you said so many interesting things, and of course, it kind of correlates to what we did in our lives. Team tennis, sharing it with all your teammates, the joy of winning, even when you lose, there's something to it.
It takes the edge off, actually.
It really is, and there's nothing like it. I always say there's nothing like celebrating something with a group.
I agree.
And I can imagine you win Wimbledon, and well, you did win 39 Grand Slam titles.
No, it doesn't matter. That's not what's important.
But I know, just listen to you talk. There is some, like you say, you tell all young girls and women to make sure you play team sports and so much to learn from.
I think it's good to play both, actually. I think it teaches you some unbelievable things. By yourself, when the buck stops with you the whole time is good, too. But in team tennis, we have 5 sets. We have 2 sets of singles, which there you go, if you like. And we have 3 sets of doubles, and it's cumulative scoring. So every game counts. It's not like, we win the set, so we get a point or something. It's every game equals a point.
Right.
So you got to keep the spread really tight in each set. It's And, you know, as far as the strategy, we have coaching, just like you guys had in the NFL. You know, we have it all, and it's the way it should be. But, you know, I mean, you won 2 Super Bowls. Jeez Louise, you're MVP in Super Bowl 21 and 25 you guys won. You beat the Bills by 1 point in that one or whatever? And
yes.
Then Lefty over here.
Yes. Well, we lost our Super Bowl Billy Jean, but
I know,
but
I'm not going
that.
There. I didn't go there.
But I will say
you
this.
You did. I just said Lefty, greatest, and you know, watching you guys was amazing.
Well, tell me about the crowds. So you said something about the crowds are so different.
We let them go like to a basketball game or to a football game. Just go. Just,
so they don't have to be quiet.
No, just be. I want you to share in this experience. You know, I want you to be there, right there with us, just like in any team experience. Yeah.
It sounds great.
No, it's great.
We don't care.
Just,
I will say this,
play.
Billie Jean. You may be 73 years old, but you haven't lost your fastball. I can tell you that right now.
Thank you.
All sorts of dates
I do
and
have
times.
Lots of energy.
If you just check it all out, you can go to World Team Tennis. You could find out
exactly.
You can
go to WTT.com or you can go to NYEmpireTennis.com.
And you guys are playing all through the month of July, it looks like. I'm looking at your schedule
just
right
seven
here.
7 home games. Come on out. The first one's July 16th, 5 p.m., Sunday night. So come back. If you've gone on a trip, come back by 5, but we're getting you ready for work tomorrow morning. So it'll be great. But I think you'll enjoy it. And, you know, we got Jeannie Burchard on the 28th.
John Isner, Marty Fish.
We got Jeannie, actually, 27th, 28th. Wow. The first match will be on ESPN, the July 16th match. And it's great. And we were on MSG locally, and we have streaming, and we got a lot of things.
Well, I got to ask you, do you still play a little tennis every now and then?
No. I played once this year for 10 minutes, and I loved it. No, that's my goal, to get back playing.
Oh, Boomer, did you ever play tennis?
I did.
Yeah,
once or twice.
I think you played. You said
yes,
you
I have played once
I played
or twice.
A lot of tennis.
Yeah.
Do you?
A lot. Yes, when tennis, you know, when I got in the NFL, golf hadn't taken off, and I played. I'll bet you during the offseason I would play 40, 50 times.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's great exercise, though, right?
Yes.
But he doesn't do anything anymore. He's just basically shut the whole thing down.
Yes, that's right. I have.
I don't know if you're going to take a good look at him when you walk out.
I saw your
here.
Golf swing on the TV.
Yeah, not very
you
good.
You have a nice one. Well, no, it's good.
That's all right. Thank you very
much.
I thought
it was excellent.
It.
Very good timing.
You know what? You
and
can
you
come
square
back.
It up to the ball at contact point, which is everything.
That's exactly right.
I mean, if you don't square up to the ball, it's the same with the racket and the ball.
Billy Jean.
Same with baseball.
Don't say nice things about him.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right, we're going to keep you guys. I want you both to have big heads. It's fine.
Thank you so much for coming.
Anyway, thank you for. Thank you for having me.
We'll make sure we pop it for you. It's World Team Tennis, and it's New York City Empire.
It's New York Empire.
New York Empire.
Tennis.com.
That's right.
New York
the court,
EmpireTennis.com. If you can't remember that, go to WTT.com. It has all our teams, and go to, you know, the New York Empire team.
That's awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Billy. All right, 9:10 on the fan.
Thanks for having me. It's
You're
great
welcome.
To see you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.